USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says the decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. The number of people re-entering the workforce is the fastest in any modern economic recovery, so says President Biden, without proof.
We still have a lot of work to do, but we're building a different economy than before, a better one, a stronger one.
While at a Volvo plant in Maryland, he touted low unemployment as the economy recovers from a rough summer. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is continuing to send supplies to areas hit hard by Hurricane Ian. Speaking in Daytona Beach, DeSantis says hundreds of miles of roadways have been cleared in areas of southwest Florida to help the recovery process speed up.
We've had fuel in southwest Florida. It's been phenomenal. People are able to get their fuel. We're using Elon Musk's Starlink internet devices. We've deployed 375 of those devices.
A Texas man is facing up to 20 years in prison for flying a drone into a Fort Worth prison yard. Brian Henderson was arrested in August and pleaded guilty this week. He admitted to loading the drone with drugs for a prisoner, including crystal meth and a pair of prepaid cell phones. Texas Republican Congressman Myra Flores is not happy that Vice President Kamala Harris's visit this weekend to South Texas won't include a trip to the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People are continuing to search for answers after an attack on the Las Vegas Strip.
A suspect is in custody after a violent stabbing attack on street performers dressed up like showgirls on the Las Vegas Strip in Nevada. The attack left two people deceased and at least six others injured Thursday morning near the Wynn Resort. Las Vegas Metro Police charged 32-year-old Yoni Barrios with two counts of open murder with a deadly weapon and six counts of attempted murder. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens others after driving into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year is representing himself as his own attorney in court. Prosecutors allege Daryl Brooks had a history of abusing his ex-girlfriend Erica Patterson during his trial. Brooks attempts to cross-examine Patterson about their relationship.
Were you a couple? Were you just co-parenting? Or what was the nature of the relationship? Basically,
we were together. I wouldn't have came to Milwaukee with something if I was not with him.
So it'd be fair to say that you were in a committed relationship?
Yes.
A South Carolina family is mourning after the world's oldest dog died. Pebbles was 22 years old when she died of natural causes this week. She was born in March of 2020 and was just months away from her 23rd birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about five times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.